My brothers and sisters, I speak to you in the name of the Creator, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The last word that Jesus uttered, tetelestai, tetelestai, it is finished, was a stunning proclamation that rocked the disciples and all those present at the cross deeply. They didn't realize that Jesus was declaring victory over death, as well as forgiveness over sin and the end of the separation of God and us. That it is finished meant that it is the beginning, not the end. For now, the old order was abandoned, and the new order, one that allows us to experience God firsthand without veils, curtains, nor distance between us, was ours. That God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit was indeed within us. But the disciples weren't ready to hear the good news. They were grieving the death of their teacher, their friend, and their mentor. So I ask you this morning, have you ever felt helpless in the death of someone or the loss of a job, the end of a relationship, a broken family, a devastating illness? That when seeking comfort and understanding, people have come to you and encouraged you to move on and keep a stiff upper lip. That grieving is actually being stuck in the past. That no good will come from it. Only sorrow and sadness. Therefore, it's best to move on. Take it till you make it. But without a time to grieve, we can't fully experience the joy and the gift of salvation once pain has passed. Some say that we can't fully embrace the future while hanging on to the past, but honestly, we need time to move through that past before we can transcend. We need to process our pain, to go inward and seek the mystery of the divine within us, to carry us through whatever we can't process ourselves. God encourages us to grieve, to sit in the darkness for a while, to gather strength through the Holy Spirit, and to walk towards a painful yet sacred healing of the soul. As we process our dark times during the pain of Good Friday and the days before Easter, we often receive a well-meaning but poorly timed response. You're stuck on Good Friday. You have a theology of the crucifixion. You need to get to Easter. You need a theology of the resurrection. The crucifixion means nothing without the resurrection, etc., etc. We find that we can be pushed towards a season of joy while ignoring the absolute importance of the time to grieve. Even then, the days that pass between Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection on Easter Sunday might not be enough to move through our grief. News of the resurrection may not evoke our joy. Our lives may not be in sync with the divine cycles of death, mourning, renewal, and joy. And we're not alone. Even in the Easter story, Jesus' followers struggled to transition from mourning his death to rejoicing in the news of his resurrection. For them, those days were filled with suffering. Jesus' death was fresh. The disciples' grief was palpable. So today, if you're approaching Easter in a state of mourning, you're in good company. The days between Jesus' death and Easter Sunday is a journey of confusion and anger and grief. And that's okay. We're in good company with the disciples. Just as they needed time to process their grief, we can also take this time to transition with the theology of the crucifixion and a theology of the resurrection, from a season of mourning to a season of joy. Of course, the resurrection transforms the crucifixion, but it doesn't erase it or replace it. God still lost a child. Jesus still suffered, and the disciples still wept. But when we release ourselves into the experience of this in-between time, we will be able to move more deeply and authentically into the experience of the divine. In the depths of grief, we can find profound comfort in our Jehovah, a God who suffers with us. We weep with Jesus, we mourn with the disciples, and we seek comfort in God. And when that suffering has passed, the tomb is still empty. Jesus has still risen. We no longer feel pressured to adopt the interpretation of nothing less than a happy Easter. Instead, we find in the resurrection the hope that life can be held both in palpable grief and profound joy. If you're having difficulty today, know that you're not alone. Know that God meets us where we are, whether we're at the foot of the cross or the mouth of the empty tomb. God's love for us comes in our deepest depths and our highest heights. Just know that no death, no grief, no pain can separate us from the love of God who suffers with us. God grants us the time to process and heal our pain, knowing that the Creator is within us. So today, please don't rush towards Sunday, but instead accompany the disciples in the story of darkness to light, sorrow to joy. Be here now. We're truly in the presence of the story if we resist rushing to the tomb. Tetelestai. It is finished.